This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are in West Palm Beach. We are live covering baseball. Today, we think we will actually be covering baseball. We thank Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us here. I am Sean Pendergast. Across the table from me is Seth C. Payne.
Yeah,
what's up, dude?
We plan on working today.
You're coming in hot today.
Some
man.
People.
Yeah.
Astros.
Yeah.
As I drove around yesterday from 1 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, and not a drop of rain fell on me as I got out and ran my errands. Unacceptable, Sean. There's no way to start off a baseball season.
It's not how you go win a championship.
No,
I'll tell you that.
No.
Right now.
They're just going to ride on the glory of
and
the
we're going to let
the
them hear it today when we're
seasons.
In the clubhouse.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to tear Hunter Brown a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Why were y'all so lazy yesterday?
How did it feel to disappoint the people of Houston
That's
yesterday?
Right. And us.
How did it feel to let them
How
down?
How did it feel to disappoint Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would have been Ronald Blanco. But, you know, I'll excuse the actual players themselves and put it more on a spot.
We'll get Ronald today.
Okay.
They're playing the Mets today over at West Palm Beach. The weather looks significantly more promising than it did at this time yesterday. Even though it's a little gloomy outside right now, the forecast is for sunny conditions this afternoon.
Yeah, so it is. I was just
having a fun trip.
Watching
though.
Baseball or not, yeah, we should have just gone out to the ballpark anyway. It's just fun to be out there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
The Washington Nationals are probably the reason for anything bad that happens there.
Yeah, they share that facility. Yes,
yeah,
we blame it on
well,
them.
Well, you know, they
They're
don't
the
have...
roommate that you blame all the squalor on in an apartment.
Right, right. They don't pay attention. I
bring
mean, there's litter
home.
All over. You
bring,
look at the...
Bring a girl home, it's all messy. It's like, that's my roommate, man.
Yeah.
It's like Natty.
Yeah.
My roommate Natty.
Hair all underneath the toilets and everything in them. You know, like, clearly that's that dude.
Yeah.
And I didn't see what kind of hair. And the but it is a it's an awesome facility and an awesome experience. So I'm very excited to get out there today.
Good trip so far. Even though we haven't seen a game yet, we've enjoyed ourselves down here in West Palm Beach, but I am anxious to get some baseball in today for sure.
Yeah. And the Sean Dubin is back in Houston now, having his shoulder looked at, which normally you'd go in. Again, this is just another illustration of how this year is so much different, that if Sean Dubin in any of the last couple of years had a shoulder issue that he had to go back to Houston
like, who?
For, I'd say, okay, yeah. Whatever. Like, okay, what's okay, Sean Dubin, you're hoping that he can be a guy that comes in and gives you and can build on what he did last year.
We've not talked about the bullpen very much in any of our Astros talk leading to our trip down here. It's been more about the new guys, you know, the Paredes and Christian Walker. It's been a lot about Bregman, obviously, leading up to him signing with Boston. The Nolan Arenado rumors that Bob Nightingale poured a lot of cold water on last night.
Oh, come on, Bob.
On these very airwaves. We'll get to that.
Can a fella dream?
We'll get to that at 6:20 today. But the bullpen, it's not a deep bullpen right now, at least in terms of known commodities.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was one of the themes going into last year. It's like, okay, I think people were very surprised by the Josh Hader signing, especially the length and the volume of the deal. But I was, from a baseball perspective, very happy to have Josh Hader on the team. It's Jim Crane's business if he wanted to go over the luxury tax to go sign Josh Hader. And then you had Ryan Presley and Brian Abreu kind of leading into him. Now Presley's gone,
yep.
And it's Abreu, and it's Hader, and it is American Idol after that.
Yeah, well, Taylor Scott is the one that's really intriguing because his injury last year threw a little bit of a damp blanket.
He was good for them last year.
Some really good stuff that he was doing. Then his injury started to bother him. But I'm as I am with a lot of this team, I'm cautiously optimistic. There's a whole lot of ifs attached to it because it's things like, okay, well, Spencer Arrighetti, if he develops the way he developed last year and builds on that, I think he can be a genuinely bona fide starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, but he still has to prove it.
Yep. Do you think people are ready to hear from Lance McCullers at 6:05 this morning?
This is what we need to do. Yeah. We need to put out positive energy.
I've been trying to on McCullers. You know I've been. I'm hanging onto the branch of the raging river right now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just thinking about my pledge a few days ago to be a beacon of positivity and how dismal
I've been at that. We're going to put that to the test right now. Are you ready?
This is what I keep reminding myself of Lance McCullers. I'm going to listen to him here.
Okay.
Everybody needs to remember, this is a dude who pitched through a partially torn UCL.
2018.
For the good of the team.
Yes.
And probably to his long-term detriment. But it's not for lack of effort or toughness or anything else that he hasn't been available. The guy's just had horrible injury luck.
He is not a bad teammate. He's a great teammate.
Yes.
His right arm is a bad teammate.
His right arm is a traitor.
Yes.
It's a treacherous Judas. Fiend. Yes. Yeah. And it's attached to him. There's nothing he can do about it.
Right.
As of yet, we have not perfected arm replacement surgery.
Right. That's right. Lance may have just come along a little too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Once we perfect that in the next year or two.
I just know I'm going to die 2 months before they figure out a way to extend life indefinitely. I just know it.
You do? But do you really want to be around for it?
I know. I want him to cap it at 200 years. I think there needs to be a cap. Like, listen, we can do this, but you have to sign a contract that after 200 years, you're done.
I think you got to,
We're going to euthanize you.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Put you down.
Dude, euthanization after 200 years, I know it's controversial, but, come on.
I see us going this direction.
Nobody wants you around for more than 200 years.
I don't want me around for 200 years.
You're going to get so bored.
Oh, my God. All right, let's hear from Lance McCullers. He actually, not one of the lazy ones yesterday, he actually worked. He threw a bullpen yesterday.
There you go.
He said, it was a good day.
Today is my little completion of the bullpen section of my return to play. So through 35, 89, 91, throwing all of my pitches. Feel pretty sharp. I'm happy with the way things have been going. So next step will be to face some hitters.
Okay, and that was Adam Spillane, who's down here with us in West Palm Beach.
He's our Cub reporter.
He is, yeah. He got that audio from Lance. He said it was a good day. Lance also said he doesn't want to think too far ahead.
Well, I try not to get too ahead of myself anymore because I've been close many times. So I'm happy that today went well. I'm feeling really good. I'm recovering really, really great. So I had a heavier workload today than normal just because preparing to go face some hitters. So normal pin would be like 20-25, and then you'd be done by through 35 today just to kind of simulate, kind of facing a hitter or two. Had one or two guys stand in toward the end of the pin just so I could get the visual. So all is well.
All right, so it's crazy to think, like, his job for the last 2 years has been rehabbing.
He's a professional rehabber. He's got to be good at it. Hey, I've been in this boat before. Towards the end of my career, I had a bunch of really bad injuries, and I got really good. I had to do three different ACL rehabs in the course of several years because I had we had complications, so we had to redo the entire ACL over again. Dude. But I got really good at ACL rehab.
You did?
I felt like if I have another one at any point in my career, at the time, I was like, if I have another one, that's definitely it for me, but I'll breeze through
the
rehab.
Good at rehab. Yeah.
I know exactly. I know every little thing that can crop up during a ACL rehab, and I feel like Lance McCullers is probably the
same. Can empathize with him a little bit.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yep.
It's hard to mentally and emotionally stay positive just because you just keep getting shoved back into a hole every few months.
He's had a wild career, man. I I went and pulled up his baseball reference page this morning just to confirm what I feel, which is I don't feel like there's ever been a time when Lance McCullers has been pitching where he's been anything but a pretty good pitcher. You know, like individual games for sure. Like,
right.
He was horrible in the World Series against the Phillies.
Yeah.
He stood out there and took a 5-home run hickey so they wouldn't have to dig into the bullpen. I get that. But I'm just looking at, like, year to year, his worst season from an ERA standpoint was the 1 year he made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
He started the year 7-2, made the All-Star team, but he had an injury in the middle of the season. And then that was the season where he was basically a bullpen guy in the postseason. He threw the 24 straight curveballs. The last 2 years, he's actually gotten on the mound. 2021, he was 13-5 with a 3.16 ERA.
He pitched 162 innings.
In the postseason, he had to bow out of the postseason, and the Astros were left to fend for themselves without Lance McCullers. Then when he came back in 2022, midway through the season, he was really good. He started 8 games. He had a 2.27 ERA. When he's been on the mound, by and large, throughout his career, he's been very good. That was the 2017 was the only year he had an ERA over 4.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If he had never signed that extension that he did with the Astros, he would have been a free agent in what, 2023?
Like 2000, no, earlier than that, like 2021 maybe, 2020. He signed the deal after the 2020 season.
Okay.
He had one year of team control left.
So if he had played it, he actually would have gotten a pretty good deal most likely, because after in 2021, that's when he pitched 162 innings, and he'd had injury issues before.
He ended the season injured, though, in the postseason.
Yeah, but you know how that goes. Yeah. I think he would have... The team would have given a pretty good contract.
Yeah, it wasn't Tommy John or anything.
Yeah, I think that even though he'd had those injuries, I think somebody would have given him a really nice contract. So it's been one of those things where it's been a good deal for him, given that he's continued to collect on that contract.
It's been an amazing deal.
It's been a horrible deal for the Astros. I think, but for him, not that we're too worried about his checkbook at this point or anything.
No.
It's probably been, I don't know if he would have, he probably would have gotten a respectable contract
well,
as a free agent.
Well, here's the thing, and I get it, I'm way out on the plank of ifs right now.
To sum it up for everybody, to make it as simple as possible, yeah. 2022, 2023, and 2024, he's pitched a total of 47 and two-thirds innings, and those all came in 2022.
Yeah, he's been off the grid for 2 years now.
The Astros have been paying him for 3 years to give you 47 and two-thirds
That's
innings.
Exactly right. Now, here's the thing. If you get a year, if he stays healthy for the next, he's got 2 years left on the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If, and I know it's a big if he stays healthy the next 2 years and gives you the equivalent of what he gave you in 2021, 13-5, 3.16 ERA, and he stays healthy into the postseason, that's a big key. That contract will have been worth it. He's 13-5 with a 3.16 ERA. For $17 million is a bargain in baseball these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so there is still a chance. I get it. I know you're all listening right now going, Sean, listen to yourself right now. This guy hasn't pitched in 2 years. I get it. But I'm choosing to go to a place, hypothetically, where he does come back and all these things we're hearing about these bullpens and how he feels and his velo's coming up and he's going to throw to hitters and live BP and blah, blah, blah. I'm choosing to believe that this is working towards something. And if you get two good seasons, this contract is still salvageable is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even, which is incredible, and that's just my opinion. Like, if you get 2 years of – if you get 30 starts for a couple of years each year from Lance McCullers with an ERA around three, I would pay – I'd pay $25 million a year for that, you know? So,
and I should have added, just to give him all credit possible, the 2022 playoffs as well. The whatever innings he pitched in the 2022 playoffs.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go. All right. So we're off and running here at home base, our Airbnb.
Does everybody feel awesome now? Everybody feel great about?
I'll check the text page and let you know after the break.
I hate the venom. The people have venom for Lance McCullers, and all he's done personally, he's tried to do everything the exact right way. It sucks.
And rescued a bunch of dogs along the way.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to throw everything from the resume.
You might not even realize it, but you have a dog that may have. That might be alive. You might have adopted a dog that was part of one of Lance McCullers' initiatives.
That's right.
And so you're going to sit there and look at your dog and say that you don't like Lance McCullers? How dare you?
That's a you problem.
How dare you?
That's a you problem, mister. All right. Hey, we mentioned it. Nolan Arenado, traction or not with the trade. Bob Nightingale, who's one of the most plugged-in guys in baseball, is on Area 45. Last night with Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani and gave the latest from what he's hearing on Nolan Arenado. We've got that coming up next live from West Palm Beach. It's Payne and Pendergast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.